Geekdom.
Good one.
To our World of Geekdom, this is episode 4.5.
Fancy.
Maybe even 4.75. Because, I don't know, we'll just go with 4.5. We are super jacked because E3 is literally hours away. And we cannot wait to see what's coming. So we're going to do this quick little, what'd you say, fellas, about an hour or so?
Yeah,
about an hour.
Of a recap of what we found out so far from all the pre-conferences, the pre-E3 press conferences, and what we hope and what we expect, a little bit more in depth of that. But I am your host, Josh. I'm not going to forget that this time. I forgot it last time. I'm your host, Josh. And with me, I have...
Jaren.
And...
Derek.
And...
AJ.
I didn't have to say and in between. I just thought I should.
I thought it was a good buffer, though.
Well, thanks.
I liked it.
Anyway, so since this isn't your normal, average, run-of-the-mill World of Geekdom podcast, we're going to do things just a tad differently. But one thing we're going to keep the same. Guys, what are you geeking on? Ooh. I'll tell you what I'm geeking on right now. I downloaded State...
I downloaded State.
State of Decay.
Okay, tell me about this game because I was... Did you see up my text the other day?
I did.
Okay, and I was like, oh, we gotta play this. And then I was like, oh, never it's single mind. Player. Which I don't know if that should actually deter me from picking it up. So,
well, I read somewhere that... Well, didn't you actually say that they're adding a multiplayer feature depending on how well it does?
Yeah, they said that they might do, like, co-op. They might even actually try to expand it into, like, MMO territory. But that, I would think that would be, like, on a minor scale.
Yeah. And see, that would be awesome. But, like, I also read that it is the second fastest-selling arcade title right behind Minecraft.
Are you serious?
Currently. As of right now, as of today, it is the second fastest-selling arcade title. So... like, it's gotten mediocre reviews from, like, IGN and Game Informer. Not terrible, but not great. I would honestly give it a solid 8 out of 10. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's a zombie... It's basically a tower defense game. But it's a complicated tower defense slash open world third-person action-adventure kind of game. Like, you get little mini quests where you can go scavenge, like, tools or resources or what, like, anything like that. But all that stuff does not respawn. So, like, if you're in a, if you start out, like, in a little, like, farm or whatever, and you go to a neighboring town and you, like, say, break into, like, a truck and steal a couple bottles of water, you can't go back to that truck every time to get the water. You have to find water in another source. Like, say, find a creek or find a store. And so they kind of, like, open up this whole, I don't want to say hyper-realistic, but, like, much more realistic than most other games in this same vein.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of tower defense games, your resources are always going to, like, respawn, or you're going to set up a way where you can, like, gradually, over time, build up your resources. And this one, it's like a bare bones, like, what you find is what you get, and you don't get anything else kind of deal. For each map, you defend whatever abode... if you will, that you get, like, with the resources, like, you stockpile weapons, you board up windows and doors, you get food and water, and then all the characters that are in, that you can play as, you can switch between them, send, like, leave few at the house, like, say, like, the few levels that I played, like, you'll have 6 or 7 survivors, and you can find more and bring them back. Like, out in town.
Whenever you bring them back, can you play as those?
Yes.
That join your house?
Yes. You can't play, from what I understand, I haven't gotten very far in it, but from what I understand, once you bring them back, you have to wait until the next, quote-unquote, level, map, whatever you want to call it, before you can actually level them up and bring them into, like, the whole fold of things, I guess you could say. But yeah, everybody that you play as, it has a very basic RPG element. Like, everyone levels up and, like, has different abilities. Like, they run faster, their accuracy is better, they have a better chance at finding things, all this stuff. The biggest downside to it, but with a lot of games, especially strategy-esque tower defense games are doing, if you die, that's it.
Really?
Like, that character is done, and there's no getting the stuff back, there's no, none of that.
Oh, like, you can't get the stuff back or anything?
Period.
Because that's what I kind of like about the Zombie U, is if your character dies, you restart as a new character, you know, there's no second life, but you can know, you can go back. You're just like another person at university. You can go and find all your stuff that you had before, but you might have to, like, fight your other zombie self, you know, to get it back.
Not in this game, though.
From what I understand, no, it's once you're dead, and your stuff is gone forever. So, but it's, the whole idea is really cool, and I'm actually very surprised to see it compiled into an arcade game. Like, I guess you can kind of see where, like, the problems in compiling it into a small, like, graphics aren't that great. There's a lot of graphical issues. There's a lot of frame rate issues. So if you're an impatient gamer, it's probably not a title for you. I feel like they will probably update it and kind of, like, keep it, since it's doing so well, I would expect them to update it and keep it kind of, like, you know, fresh or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like the zombie game that we, I think everybody wants, maybe not everybody wants this, but the one that I've wanted for a really long time is, like, I feel like it's almost here. Like, it's almost here that hey, hop online. You know, I mean, people are already kind of emulating this, but they just kind of throw you in a world that's not necessarily built for it.
Yeah.
They're just kind of modding it to be kind of that. But I just want to be dropped in a game that you're in a world, any truck, as long as you can hotwire it, you can get in. And, man, you can plow through the doors of a Walmart and go just start dumping cans in the back of the truck and go find any building you want and hold down and make a fort. And I guess that's kind of the premise of this game, but, like, I want to do that on, like,
a grander scale
with my friends. And honestly, I think the way that that's going to happen, the way that's going to see light, is probably through an arcade and not through a full-fledged title.
That's an interesting thought. I would see, yeah, I would see arcade, or, like, kind of like how we talked about, I think, probably last episode, the DayZ standalone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like an actual hard copy disc, though, I would agree with you. I don't really see
I just
that.
See it. I see somebody having more liberty to do it in the indie realm than
AAA
games actually producing something like that.
Yeah. A lot of the AAA guys, they're still, like, anymore, they're scared to take risks with anything. If it's not going to produce the money that they want or they think that they should get, they're not going to waste their time on it.
Yeah. Well, besides that stellar arcade, I've been still playing Borderlands 2 and listening to Queens of the Stone Age new CD, Like Clockwork. And it is incredible. I love it. It's great. If you're a fan, I highly suggest picking it up, downloading it, whatever you need to do, because it's well worth it. But also tonight, Sunday, June 9th. The third season of Game of Thrones finale starts in... Well, it started now, actually.
Or did you record it?
Oh, of course I did. Okay. Of course I did. But anyway, that's it for me, fellas.
Go ahead.
No, hold on. I don't really... Not yet.
That is happening.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I guess I'll go next. I've been really light this week for me. I did beat, what I guess you can say, I don't remember if I beat it last week or not, and I said something about it, beating the fourth chapter of Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, which is kind of the end of the main story. There's a fifth chapter, but it's not, it continues the story, but it's very spread. You have to do a bunch of side quests to get missions to do the main part of the story. You don't have to do it to understand what's going on in the series, but there's that. The Double Dragon reboot, or the remake,
Not the newest one that's terrible. There's a new one that came out.
They had Double Dragon 2.
They had Double Dragon 2.
When did that come out?
Within months
ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't know about that.
It was a terrible one.
No, it's the, okay. Yeah, it's the Double Dragon Neon. The arcade version that's on, you can get on PlayStation, get on Xbox, and get on both. I've been playing that with a friend, trying to beat that. I'm also with the same friend going back, and we've been trying to beat Donkey Kong Country.
What?
It is.
Donkey Kong Country or Donkey Kong Country Returns?
No, Donkey Kong Country.
Yes.
It's rough on some stuff. I didn't remember. I don't know if I was just having a bad day or what, but it was...
King Karoo.
Yeah, we were having trouble on that. I think we were having trouble up until the... We were doing fine up until probably the... jungle level,
yeah,
where it's a lot of the treetops and the barrels that are going every which way.
Do you feel like you used to be better at video games than you are today?
I think that I was. Yeah. Honestly, dude, cause there's a certain level of skill you have to have playing the older games that you go back now sometimes, and I'm like, how did I ever play this?
If you
how
see,
did
I you know see a stuff? General,
how do I figure that out?
A general, devolving.
I guess you could just see. You could just say devolve.
Devolve.
The opposite of evolve.
Yeah, the there you go.
Of that one.
That sounds like a great
through,
way to
through
play
the
it.
Generation, because used to it was all mostly skill based, because you know they didn't have graphics or really story to tell you anything. It was pretty much the challenge of getting through this obstacle, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you had this certain skill you had to learn when they moved, how they moved. To get over it and fight. Nowadays, you know, now it's an open story. You kind of have choices to do stuff. You don't
and
really...
most games are pretty handheld.
Most games pretty tell you pretty much, shoot this guy here. Okay, now shoot this guy here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But really, that's about it on my part. TV-wise, Batman Beyond, so I've been going through that, and I've been going back through King of the Hill. Like, just at the end of the day, I'll watch a few episodes or something. We were playing the Quantum Conundrum earlier. Introduced Jaren to that. It's a fun game. It can be rough. There's a few issues with it being the platforming can be a little floaty.
Yeah, it's not really something that you feel like you're completely in control of. It takes a few minutes to actually catch your bearing and understand that where you think you're going to land on a very small area that you're supposed to land on, don't. You have to kind of almost underestimate, like, you think you're going to jump this far, well, you better land a little bit further back, because it might look like you're going to land on the arm of this chair that's floating in the sky, but you overshoot it because the box that you're actually supposed to land on in the game is not actually that big, so it's
the
a little
box.
Off at times. So,
yeah. But it's a good game, a good puzzle game. That's about it for me, if you want to go ahead and take over.
So, I just thought I would...
I was trying
to figure out if I'd been playing anything, because I said Legend of Zelda last time. But now I'm actually getting further into it. And this kind of plays off of what you were saying about kind of how we've devolved.
Yeah.
Unevolved.
Unevolved.
The opposite of evolution.
But I realize the more and more I play that game, just how much other games hold my hand. It's like crazy because things I'm like, I can't get past this stupid place because it doesn't,
I don't know what to do.
It's not telling
me
it doesn't
what to
tell
do.
Me where to go. It doesn't tell me what I need to get to open this door.
If I click a button, an arrow doesn't pop out of the ground and show me where to go.
Yeah, well, I was sitting there and there's
dusty
a
trail.
There's a section where you have to activate certain elements, like ones like a fire, water, and like lightning. You have to go back and you have to change time so that like the sand goes away and things come back to life. Well, like you get to a certain area and there's like a shrine and it's just kind of sitting there and I'm just like, all right. So I just like start like hitting it with my sword and I'm like, ah, like what am I supposed to do? I got all the way here. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, all right, I've tried everything. And you know how you can do like a little lunge motion,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually just stab. Well, you stab it, and it's like a keyhole, and you actually have to turn the sword. And I'm just like,
funny story. I'm right there with you on that one because, like, I literally, no joke, listeners, judge me if you want. I spent at least 2 hours trying to figure this out, and why I didn't give up. Who knows? I think I was just having fun swinging my sword around and running around and blowing up stuff. And I was like, screw it. And I just punched, like, acted like I was punching it. And then all of a sudden, his sword stuck in a little hole. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm going to bet. I don't even want to play this game anymore.
I know the answer to this puzzle. I'll finish you tomorrow. But no, I'm playing and I'm finding, like, when I first started, man, I was struggling really, really hard with, like, things that were simple. It's just that I wasn't taking the time to go search things out because usually you learn the laws of video games. You can, like, look at a wall. Like, any person that doesn't play video games, you throw them in a video game world and they're going to sit there and go, oh, where am I supposed to go? And us as gamers go, well, obviously you go that way. Well, how do you know?
It's a sense.
You just know. You just know. Well, there's a door over there. You can't go in that door. Why? It's a door. No, you can't go in that door. You can't tell that you can't go in the door. Look at the way it's animated. You just can't. Like, and like in video games, we grow these.
You can't do it.
You grow these senses And I'm figuring out that, like, a lot of old school traditions that Nintendo holds true to in some games, very old school, man. It's just they'll let you run around like a chicken with your head cut off until you figure it out.
I think the Zelda series, like, I mean, the whole puzzle action-adventure genre.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they are the staple. Like, they are the ones that, like, really, like, other developers, non-Nintendo or whatever, they're like, we should be more like Zelda guys.
Yeah. Like, I found, like, you know, I found some trouble in, like, the Uncharted games. Yeah. And I thought, man, I'm really having some rough time with, you know, I'm having a rough time trying to figure out this puzzle. And now when I think about those puzzles compared to, like, Zelda puzzles, I'm just like, simple, man. They're just like, all right, what are you supposed to do next? Camera pans to the thing on the wall. And you're just like,
flip out your notebook.
But, man, when you're done, when you figured out that puzzle, you were like, this was time well spent. Time well spent. I feel smarter. And I'm actually finding out that I'm using my brain more playing this game than I have with a lot of games recently. And I'm getting closer and closer to what I think could be the end. And the boss in that, like, I guess he's kind of like the henchman. As far as I know, he's the tall, white-skinned guy that's got his, like, emo swoop haircut. He's a creepy dude.
He is.
He's a creepy dude. And I liked the fight where he, like, can catch your sword with his fingers.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and he just sits there and he watches you and you can, like, kind of come up to him and he watches you and he mirrors where you go and then you have to, like, kind of fool him or else he'll be like, huh! And you can actually swing your sword and if you swing it hard enough, you can actually, like, get it to come loose. If not, he'll, like, throw it out of your hands and you're like, oh, I don't have a sword anymore! So you're just, like, running around creepily walking calmly towards you. Cool game. Yeah, that's obviously what I'm geeking on right now.
I will say this real quick. When you think you're getting close to the end,
yeah,
you're not.
Okay.
And then when you think you're getting close to the end again, you're not.
Okay.
And then one more, maybe not. Yeah. Who knows? But you're not.
Okay.
I just want you to know that whenever you think you're getting to the end,
no.
No way.
Okay. Jose. Because this is my first time, so I guess I shouldn't get my hopes up. And
I won't spoil anything for you.
Is it satisfactory, though? Is it worth
it? Absolutely.
It's worth it.
It's definitely the longest Zelda that I can think of. The longest Zelda, like, more dungeons and more, like, puzzles and stuff like that. It is super long.
Because the desert one that I just went through recently, before I guess I kind of catch up to Zelda, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure
yet. I'm not going to spoil it.
Well,
I'll give you an ambiguous thing.
I'm not a puzzle person. But I can't say I'm not a puzzle person because I do enjoy solving puzzles. But in this game, I'm actually like, man, I'm having fun figuring out these puzzles. And usually I'm just like, oh, man, I got to get through this puzzle to progress through the story to get to the next part so I can.
Yeah.
But I'm just like,
I'm kind of like that with Uncharted a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, well, I got to get through this wave of guys so I can get to the next plot point. Or I got to get through this next puzzle to get to the next plot point. Mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying running around, figuring out the puzzles, man.
That's good. That means it's a great experience.
It's working.
Yep. All right, that's me.
This week, I was going to be playing Remember Me, but complications have stopped that.
What? You forgot, didn't you?
No.
You didn't remember.
You didn't remember.
It.
a mail-in service seems to not have shipped it.
Oh,
it has not come yet.
We love you, mail-in game service.
We use you all the time.
Please sponsor us.
You know who you are.
Is Netflix is just going to be like, wait, what?
They have games?
Oh my goodness!
No!
Not you.
But other than that, Josh here has let me borrow some of the Mass Effect books, so I've been reading that, and also piqued a Mass Effect interest in me again, so now I'm replaying all three of them again. So I'm in the middle of the first game. Derek saw me playing that a day or two ago. I'm just now remembering how much it has evolved since the first one. Because you're just taking all the armors and all the stuff there. It's just like, there was so much in that first game.
It was a true RPG.
It was a true RPG game in that one. Because you had so many types of, like, buffers you could do, so many like different armors you get, so many different weapons and mods things to get. You're just like, oh, and then the other game, number two, comes out. No, that's an amazing game, but you're just like, they just took pretty much all that out. So you just have...
They slimmed it down. Gave you more differentiations in the visual aspect of it, but they took away like a lot of the numbers.
Yeah.
And I think in doing that, though, they added a lot more to the story.
Sorry, yes, they did. And that's why I'd probably regard number two as the best.
Yeah, I really enjoyed number two, and I don't mean to sidetrack you, but this is kind of a good nerdy, geeky question I just wanted to ask. So who, let's go around the table. Do you guys remember what your armor, like what's your favorite, or did you just switch between different armors the next time you found something that was really awesome? You were just like, upgrade, or did you like have like an armor that you like stuck with for your shepherd?
Well, in the first one, I just kind of switched it out.
Yeah.
I just did your stereotypical.
Because you didn't have a specific one, really.
Let's say,
it was never really.
For me, I played number two the most. Let's say number two.
Number two, anything that gave me headshot damage. Because, like, I found myself to be quite... I was just a soldier class.
Yeah.
But I found myself to be quite adept at, like, taking dudes out by shooting them in the head.
Yeah.
So, like, you know that eyepiece?
The visor?
Yeah.
I had that
one. It's kind of like Garrus's a little bit. Yeah. I had that.
The Google Glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a visor thing. I had that one a lot.
That's what it was. That's where Google got their idea.
Yeah.
And then I think number two had the Blood Dragon armor. And which I use
that. That might have been what I used the most on the
You probably
one,
used
just
that one
cause
most.
I'm such a big
but
Dragon
like
fan.
Josh said, I was always one that had headshot damage and more health or more ammo packs.
Yeah, I had the health too.
They had the leg pack that had more ammo to it or more heavy ammo. Because I used to, when I started out playing the Mass Effect, I was always soldier. But by the time number two came around, I've been switched to the Infiltrator, which is now my favorite class out of all of them. Which there's mostly the sniper class, which, you know, you snipe and it slows down time and you can see everything, which I really like. So a lot of headshot damage and things.
Garrison grunt, he's just like, go in, go in.
Yep.
I'll be back here killing things.
Yeah, you give Grunt the go ahead and he knocks out everything in front and nothing gets to you there.
Yeah, well, I will just say... Cerberus armor. That white Cerberus armor with the boxy helmet.
I
wore
the collector
it
armor for a little while.
The collector.
The collector armor is kind
of
cool.
Collector, that one also used to play with some of the Inferno armor as well. The red.
Oh, yeah.
The black
with
the red kind of
pinstripe. I did like the Inferno.
The GameStop armor.
Yeah, the GameStop one. That GameStop.
Yeah, I like that one. But I always liked them.
Which, of course, the other GameStop was what you got the heavy weapon that like pretty much had a black hole.
The black hole gun?
Yeah, which that was always fun.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Because it just sucked everything up and then... everything
I remember that one.
And the other thing I've been geeking on today, actually, out of a 3-month hiatus, my friends and I have gone back into the Dungeons & Dragons. So I'm super excited about that.
That's why you're looking awfully pale.
Shaky. Why are you shaky?
It takes a lot out of you.
Settle down, AJ.
Using the best graphics chip ever, imagination.
What? So GameStop, we started selling like board games and card games.
I saw that.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Has it been locked to the mid-end?
Apparently GameStop? So. But... Like, I walked in the back, and they're, like, they're throwing out all these, like, they're, like, card games mixed with pieces, mixed with, like, a map. But they had, like this Marvel Heroes and Villains one. And it's, like, $80 for the game. And I was like...
I've seen that one around.
That was it.
Car alarm.
Yep.
But other than the Dungeons & Dragons, that's... I'm going to try and get a whole watch, because I believe last week, the new season of the Venture Brothers aired. And so the show is amazingly hilarious. So I've been trying to find, I guess the first episode, the second one's airing tonight, I think. I think they're airing on Sundays. So that's what I've been geeking on.
Excellent tape! I do so many weird accents, like...
I don't know if that was necessarily an accent.
It's just funny talk.
You were just... Well, you were getting ethnic.
people.
You know, that sounds worse than
not celebrating like the songs of my people. Just being crazy, I guess.
The Japirish is coming out, man. Excellent.
We're a multi-cat. That's what I almost said. Multicultural people.
We are World of Geekdom. We are multicat.
We are multicats.
I don't even know what that means.
Don't worry about it. So anyway.
You don't need to know.
Moving on. Actually, you know what we'll do? We're going to take our break, and when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to go around and talk about the top 10, what we hope to see at E3, and what we want to see more of at E3 that's already been announced. So, stay tuned, and also, it's probably going to be a little bit longer than an hour, but it's going to be fun! And we're back, and we've also found the rare exclusive Jaren Bird.
They're paying me to do this.
So he thinks. Anyway, moving along. Before we get into the meat of the episode, the meat and taters.
There's a Kentucky issue there.
I'm just going to bounce back and forth between view different. Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying right now. So before we get into anything, I'm going to go ahead and announce the lineup for the press conferences so that you viewers, I mean listeners, can view the press conference.
With your eyes.
With your eyes, or your ears, or your mouth. Anyways, this is starting, yeah, a little bit, it's okay though, starting on Monday, June 10th at 9:30, by the way, is this Eastern?
This is Pacific here.
Pacific, okay, great. So at 3 hours, 12:30 p.m. Monday, that's tomorrow, June 10th, is Microsoft, again that's 12:30 p.m. and then there's a post show immediately afterwards.
I think IGN's hosting it, something like that.
Oh, okay, cool, gotcha. Well, this is off of IGN's website that we're reading these, so any post show, I would assume, yeah. AJ, you're correct, is probably an IGN hosted thing. EA's press conference is at 1 o'clock, or no, sorry, 4 o'clock p.m. and Ubisoft is 6 o'clock, Sony is at 9 o'clock. And Nintendo is not available because they are on Nintendo Direct Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time, which is going to be 10 o'clock Eastern time here in the Ohio Valley on the eastern side of the United States. So, with that being said, and also, just a reminder, Nintendo is in Best Buys around the country. They are doing their own like little kind of mini E3 booths in different Best Buys. And for those of you who are listening that are in the Ohio Valley area, or at least in the Louisville area, the Outer Loop Best Buy is getting one of these little E3 shows.
Get some
demos. Which, by the way,
Isn't this a little ridiculous that we're like pumped to go play like Nintendo games?
It is absolutely not ridiculous.
No, I don't either because Nintendo is so classic.
And they're going to have some great games. Smash Brothers is going to be able to...
I'm so stoked for the new Smash. Like,
we'll talk about it when we get to it. But yeah. I think that Nintendo... Maybe this is just me getting hyped for E3, but I think that they're starting to take a new turn. Like, after all the bad press.
I think so, too. I think... We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And we're all seeing evidence of, like, they're making some really smart moves.
Yeah.
Like, the whole E3 booth on the floor, like, where the public can just go in and play to their heart's content, well, at least for the hours that they're there. I mean, that's... I can't think of a better move.
Yeah. I mean...
So, anyway. We're going to go ahead and start by... We'll go around the table here, and each of us have compiled a top ten list. Mm-hmm. One of which, games that we hope to see announced at E3 2013... And games that we want to see more of, like more details and stuff like that for E3 2013. And I'll go ahead and I'll start off my list. What we can do, actually, what we'll do is we'll do our top 10, what we hope to see, and then we'll go back around and do our top 10, what we want to see more of. Okay. That way we're all not just like each one's talking for like a long, you know,
yeah, period of time. Yep.
So I'll go ahead and start my top 10 that I hope to see. Starting number 10, I really want to see Mirror's Edge 2 announced.
Mm.
I loved Mirror's Edge 1. It was groundbreaking, revolutionary. I want to see the sequel.
You know what's going to happen, right?
I hope you're not about to say something sad.
No.
I'm
going to say something good. It's one of the worst kept secrets.
Right that now. Is true, actually.
It's one of the worst kept secrets, and they're actually, like, there have been some leaks online.
That is very true. It's all but confirmed.
Unless it's just some well-done trickery, your wish
would be granted.
Directed by Hideo Kojima.
I hope so. Number 9, a new Gears. Like a new trilogy, kind of like how Halo 4 was the start of a new trilogy. I like the Gears franchise.
Yeah.
And it was sad that Gears of War Judgment did so poorly.
Yeah.
Like, so, but I mean, I don't want to say that spinoff games are expected to do poorly, but it was just kind of like they just threw it in there because they knew that people wanted more Gears, but they didn't have more story to go on.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily have console lifetime to, like, really
invest in
other.
I think we all like and appreciate Baird and Cole. But
yeah.
Not enough to be like,
in the spotlight.
To get us hyped enough as we were for 2 and 3.
Exactly. So I'm really hoping that they bring out a whole new trilogy. If it's even like a prequel trilogy, like just the entire E-Day or the Pendulum Wars.
Yeah.
Which any fans of the Gears franchise would know. Like, they've made books on that stuff, so.
Or you could just start a trailer with Dom reaching his hand out from underneath a dusty pile. That'd make me happy.
That would be... Ooh, I would explode.
The whole time I kept playing, he's not dead! He's not dead!
It's so funny because Derek and I are playing through this together.
Spoiler alert.
And I always play as Marcus and he always plays as Dom. So, like, through the game, he kind of felt... He was like, okay, I'm just waiting for him to, like, come back. Nope.
Like, since Gears 1, we got it together. We always played it together from the beginning, pretty much.
Yeah.
I remember after you guys beat it, I think I cornered one of you guys and asked who dies. And you wouldn't tell me for the longest time.
I think it
was you. Because you wouldn't tell me for a long time. And then finally I was like, dude, I really don't care. And then you're like, it's Dom. And I was like, no! it was heartbreaking. But that would be cool if they did that. I mean, I think the Gears, like, community would just all explode.
One
big light mass bomb.
I don't know, man. It's a cool idea, but...
Yeah, it's far-fetched.
It's far-fetched, and I think that... I don't know if I'd want to bring him back. He needs to be with his wife.
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead.
Anyway, number 8, a new Banjo-Kazooie, and I know we've talked about this before. I love Banjo-Kazooie 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Nuts and Bolts was okay. Like, I mean, it wasn't great.
Yeah, it was...
But it was... I don't know. It was more Banjo-Kazooie, so... I didn't gripe too much about it.
Well, they say it may be. They don't know. Rare's been keeping it. Everyone thinks it's going to probably be a new...
Either that or Conquer.
Perfect. Everyone thinks it's going to be another Perfect Dark. That's what a lot of people are thinking. They said Legendary franchise, so no one really knows what it's going to be. But there's been leaks that it could be another Banjo 3E, is what they call it. It could be Banjo 3, or it could be another Perfect Dark, or something like that. And so... Or even a new Viva Pinata.
Oh, I forgot about that franchise.
So.
Which, that one's not terrible, but it's not. I wouldn't call it legendary.
Yeah.
I really want to see... Number 7, I really want to see a new Zelda title. I doubt we'll get that.
They may show something.
They may hint at it.
Yeah.
I don't really see them...
I know a couple interviews with...
the Zelda
the
guy.
Directors. Yeah, the Zelda guy. And I can't... think of his name right now, but he's...
Miyamoto?
I don't know if it's Miyamoto, but someone who directs it.
There's another guy there.
Yeah,
it's
one
Miyamoto
of the main,
and some
you know,
other guy.
Miyamoto sees everything like Hideo Kojima does, but then, you know, something like that. But he's been talking, and he says he wants to do some changes. You know, he said that he wants not to, like, to change the formula or anything, but he goes, the new Zelda will have some differences in it. So with the new Wii U's capabilities, he said he hopes to change something.
Yeah, so I'm definitely hoping for the new Zelda title. My next 3 in line here are all Star Wars games.
Ooh.
Number 6, Republic Commando 2.
Mm.
Dude, okay. Which... Okay, I've never beaten that game.
Republic Commando was
amazing.
It was. I loved it. Did it not beat
so
it.
So good.
Here's why. Very last level, had spent all week on it. Something happened. My game file got corrupted.
That is sad.
I was so mad.
That is sad.
I would not touch the game. I got rid of it. Like, I never went back and beat that game. But it's like one of my favorite Star Wars games.
Oh, it's
ever.
So good. For those of you who missed it, you missed a treasure, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you played as four squad mates of the Republic, like the clones that were introduced in the second movie. So Jango Fett's clones, but they all had different personalities. They all had different names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you go. It's a very interesting story that kind of bridges 2 and 3 together a little bit. More along the lines of like getting into the whole Clone Wars and like more backstory on that.
Yeah.
But it was a very fun, excellent game. I've heard rumors that Visceral Games, the guys that do Dead Space, are in the talks of picking up the Republic Commando franchise.
That'd be awesome.
So, nothing's confirmed as of yet. Hopefully we'll find something out tomorrow or the next few days. My next one up the list is Star Wars Jedi Academy 3. Because they've already done 1 and 2 and they've been amazing.
Damn.
And 3 would be...
Amazing.
Very, very good. Is that, are you okay with that?
That was kind of like a, yes, already, please. Those are one of the most underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars being a Jedi experiences. Like, everybody was like, oh man, what was it, The Force Unleashed? Mm-hmm. I like that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that game pales in comparison for me.
Mm-hmm. Especially to 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 was...
I thought that game was awesome. Now, yeah, I really did like the ability to kind of like take people or take stormtroopers and like smash them around and be like, ah, and then watch them like grab another one's ankle and I'm like, ah! You know, but other than that, mm-hmm. I think that we do need another Jedi Knight.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yep.
And then my next one up, I think I mentioned it last time. I'll mention it again because I'm just that hopeful. Star Wars 1313. I want to pick back up.
Yeah.
I want to see more of it. Even if it's renamed, I don't care. I just want to see that title officially out.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's making me sad thinking about it because I'm feeling it won't be. Number 3, moving into my top 3. Number 3, Fallout 4.
Mm.
I'm with you on that one, sir.
I think there's something could be announced. I don't know.
I'd say maybe announced.
Show.
But I think most of Bethesda's focus is going to be on the new MMO.
It is, but
Bethesda's
I think maybe
a warhorse though. They are just.
Mm-hmm.
They got so many franchises and they crank them out at a moderate pace, and they're all usually. I mean, I won't say always, but usually they end up being fairly. You know.
Yeah, they're solid. I mean, they know how to make games. So.
Yeah.
I think their only real failure was that Rogue one where he was like an assassin dude or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like,
based
military...
off of like the SEAL dude.
Yeah,
or
something. Yeah. That one kind of bombed, but the rest pretty solid. If they stick to what they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
My number 2 is I want to see another Mass Effect game announced, whether it be a spinoff. Or another trilogy, kind of like Gears or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to see another Mass Effect. Yeah, and it can be a teaser. I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I just want something to look forward to.
I'd be like, done.
Be like, Mass Effect.
We order now.
Mass Effect with a question mark. I'd be like, done. Buying it. Buying the Mass Effect question game.
Mass Effect question mark.
Don't even need. I just need a silhouette. Give me anything.
I don't care. I will play as a shadow. I don't care. And my number one hope to be revealed. It's a long time coming. I'm sure a lot of people have been wanting this for years now. But it's at the end of the console generation. The Half-Life 2 broke like the whole graphics card thing, kind of like Crysis did. I want Half-Life 3.
Mm. Yeah, good luck with that.
At Gabe
Newell's.
Hey, hey. Not Crush
that
Green.
Was rude. I will put you back in your cage, Jaron Burrow, and you get no crackers.
I can't even make that noise again.
Turn into a dog. Anyways.
I mean, it would be... Yeah. You know,
so, somebody else. This is our hoped for, not
hope this is what we hope,
hope
to see.
For. Okay, somebody else go before me.
I'll go ahead and take it away. I'm in hope to see. I really want a new Mega Man game.
Mega Man game.
Mega Man game.
I've
been looking through. You know, looking at. I've been playing. You know, I think PlayStation Plus members got 9 and 10
for
free for Plus members.
Yeah.
And I've been playing those, and of course, you know, Mega Man X on the Nintendo just came out. And just playing those, you're just like, oh, because see, and they've released, I know they've canceled it, but they've released footage of what could be the new Mega Man from the people who did the Metroid, Other M, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. And it looked really good. Like,
was
it
a 3D?
It was 3D, it was first person.
Because that what you were looking for, not some type
I'm
of...
Looking, I could see another.
I would want
see,
a 3D.
I want a 3D.
That's on my list.
Yeah, I would want a 3D Mega Man. I think they could bring it with that type of... ability, because they did pretty good with that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you're playing a Mega Man like, you know, the Other M, you know, most of first-person shooters now are, you know,
it's
most nothing. Of them are really precision-based gunshots
yeah.
now. But when you're playing a Mega Man, you're playing a Metroid game, you kind of always want to streamline. You're wanting to keep the flow of the game going. And with that, you can't really have precision because you're always stopping. Bam, 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 bam. With the Metroid Other M, they had to where it was a general area where you could shoot.
Had a lot,
you know,
like,
had a lot less.
Your shots kind of locked.
Yeah, your shots kind of locked or something where you could keep always being on the move, you know, shooting while you're doing it. And I think that'd be amazing for a Mega Man game. Another one I want to see, which I'm hoping Nintendo brings it out tomorrow, is the finally something new on Bayonetta 2.
Hopefully.
I hope to see that, because that's, for a hack and slash game, it's a must play. If you like any hack and slash genre, it's one of the most crisp and most fun, one of the most funs I've ever played. I mean, it rivals the old Devil May Cries for me.
Huh.
It's really fun. I'm hoping to see, I know they probably will show it, Sony will, but I'm wanting to see more on Knack. For myself, I think they need to show a little bit. They haven't confirmed it that they'll show more, but I think just seeing what I see on it, I think it could really be. I mean, I know it's not graphically amazing, but if you look and see the stuff that's in the game, like him like going down to a million pieces and seeing all of it fall together, you see the graphics and it looks amazing. Dynasty Warriors 8 for me. For me only. Just for me. I'm going to see Japan Studios' new one, Rain. Of course, if you know Japan Studios, they made, you know, Journey, Flower. What was the other one they made? I can't remember off the top of my head. But they made the real experimental games, you know.
Journey.
Japan Studios. You know, Journey, the Sand.
Flow.
Yeah, and then they made...
Flow. They made Flow.
Yeah,
and they
okay.
made, you know, made... Flower, where you're just a petal going through, you know, wind. It's like, it's a really deep game for so simple. I'm hoping to see a new Parappa the Rapper.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that
I think it'd blow me away. I think you just hear, you know, I gotta believe, and everybody just go nuts. You know, everyone's like, oh my god!
Punch, punch, kick.
What was the onion dude name? Like the
I
first
remember.
Dude?
That is the karate teacher.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't remember his name.
I can't remember his name. I know, what was that? Thinglehorn or something like that was the flea market dude. The
yeah.
Jamaican flea market dude. I want to see Dark Souls 2 announced as well. Or announced, but, you know, a gameplay edition. And I want to see what they've been working on. Because the first one, and of course, Demon's Souls, was, you know... There's really graphical, awesome games. You know, what could they push with that? With given a next-gen console now, you know, what more could they put in that game? I can't read my own handwriting.
I've had that problem on this show before. Still didn't get it figured out.
Oh, yeah. New Zelda as well. I was looking at that one as well.
All right.
I guess I'll go next.
I already said the new Mega Man game was on.
Apologies. Very close to me right now.
Oh, that was kind of funny. Okay. A new Mega Man game is, me and AJ talked about what we wanted to see for that. Along the same lines as that, either that or a new Metroid. And that was done like it. I think that would be really fun. A new Metroid game. I would like to see a new Red Dead game.
Hmm.
It was a lot of fun. And something that has a more... I know it's a lot of like people in gamers hate online. But that has some of the most fun online playing I think I've had in the past like 10 years. Just because it was just open. You could tackle things together. And you just go around and shoot people. And like interact with other real people in the little Western world.
Yeah.
And so, I'd like to see a new Red Dead. Let's see, what else? A new Kingdom Hearts for Wii U. I've thought I've heard talk of that maybe happening. I don't know if that's just me and some of people's wishful thinking.
It's been up in the air. Because I know, as like you said, Wii U, but also PlayStation has that market as well.
Yeah.
Because right now they're getting ready to bring out Kingdom Hearts 2.5 for the PS3, which is the pretty much the 3DS one that they had on the PS3 now.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You have Final Fantasy Disney, but Disney also owns now Star Wars and Marvel. Mm-hmm. Imagine jumping into Kingdom Hearts and running in to, like, Luke. Or running into, like, Professor Xavier helping you out or something like that. So I think that would be really cool seeing if you could pull in some Marvel and Star Wars into it.
I didn't even think about that. I completely forgot about the whole Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah.
They can literally do any kind of cross stuff.
Yeah.
Watch out, Marvel versus Capcom.
Marvel versus Mickey.
Yeah. I know Battlefield 4... is coming out. Is it released this year?
You didn't just do that.
No. Yeah, I did. I did go there. But I want to see the Bad Company 3.
I want to see
it so bad. Like, those are my favorite Battlefield games. I would trade Battlefield 4 right now for a Bad Company 3 in a heartbeat. If they're like, oh, Battlefield 4, you know. No, it's actually this, Battlefield Bad Company 3, and it was just, like, the first demo you saw was just, you know, but, my favorite of the Battlefield franchise, and I do want to see a Battlefield 3. It's getting kind of crazy, so, maybe a new Persona game, that would be maybe a PS4 release, something that would be really awesome.
It's been confirmed.
Has it?
He's been working on it since... Actually, Catherine came out.
Well, yeah, I knew Catherine was the thing, but it's not been anything announced for E3.
No, nothing's been announced so far. But it has been known that he's been working on the new Persona, because that's what Catherine came out of. If y'all remember Catherine.
Yeah.
The weird puzzle. Weird
puzzle block climb, like the new age Qbert, pretty much. That was actually like a tech demo that he started making from the Persona games. And he was just like... I like it. Let's make a whole game out of it. And, you know, that side project spawned from that while he's been working on the new Persona.
Yeah.
I think there is another Shin Megami Tensei game as well coming out as well. They don't know what it's from, but I think it's on 3DS.
Okay. another one is maybe a Just Cause 3. That game is so much fun and it's so ridiculous. If you've never played Just Cause 2, it's a must play. Like, it really is.
Inappropriate hand gestures.
Kind of. Good thing we aren't on video. But no, Just Cause was such a fun game. And maybe have, like, a multiplayer aspect at something like the Red Dead games or something.
Just run around the world.
You're like, your buddy could jump in a plane and fly a plane. And you're just, like, grab a hook on. And you're just, like... hanging underneath the plane, and some dude's on top, and you just, like, swoop down over a city, and a dude's got a rocket launcher on top, blowing people away, and, you know. Yes. Like, the game can get ridiculous.
Have you ever played it?
I have, yeah.
But, you know, That's one of my wishes. Here's one. I would love to see a new 3D platforming Crash Bandicoot game. I love those games.
Guilty pleasure!
I recently went back and played a little, and if, like, they're on, you can get them all on the PlayStation Network now.
So. I have them all.
It's so funny. I can just see them right now. You played Uncharted.
You played The Last of Us. Now, we're going back. Crash Bandicoot. Back.
Oh, man.
But,
Boom, what I got.
Every time you grab on the mask.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were just making a funny noise, but then it clicked. Yeah, like, yeah, I realized. Oh, man.
So my wife calls him. He has a name, but yeah. She's like, oh, I gotta get the little Pumaraga.
That Pumaraga.
That's funny. Very clever.
A new Yakuza game that's.
They are full, working on a new one.
I know, but has anything been released for E3 yet?
Not for E3. They usually they don't announce the Yakuza games really for E3. They usually save it for the Tokyo Game Show since it is a Japanese centric game.
Yeah.
I know they've gotten a good fan base here because of all that. If you ever played the Yakuza series, Yakuza 3, they cut a lot of stuff out in Yakuza 3 to make it, they tried to make it more open to the American audience. You know, they had to, you know, in Japan they have host clubs and things like that, you know, nothing really clicks over here, you know, and no one understands host clubs. And so they cut that out to try to make it more generalized. But our fan base here did not like it over there, and they've actually voiced their opinions, of course. And so the next one, Yakuza 4, they shipped over and said, come see the Japanese nightlife. That was their whole tale for the fourth game. Yeah, I was like, alright, we'll make our mistake and change it, and now you can experience it all.
Anything else?
And they, of course, great story from Yakuza's.
I have one more, and it's just a game that I want to play and see since I'm such a mech person. And I don't care where in the, you know, series or what, you know, which series it comes from, which, you know, universe, what time, but a new Gundam game. Mm. One of my favorite games on Dreamcast was a Gundam game.
The never 0080, really got into those, but I know that they're big. Story.
And I love watching the Gundam. Literally. I just love giant.
Huge!
I just love giant mechs. Like, any new giant mechs I'll probably watch, you know. But a new Gundam game, it could be any of them. It could be the old ones, it could be 0080, it could be, you know, Wing. Or
they finally make a Wing game.
It could be. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want a Wing game, though, honestly. I don't know.
Like, it could be. You said you'd take anything.
Yeah. I would.
You liar!
Are we talking about Wings, like that old sitcom?
Yeah, we're just sitting in an air terminal.
Tony,
come to our small airport and help us simulate what it's like to try to fly out of 5 feet of snow
in 1993.
But yeah, that's my list, ending with a new Gundam game. So,
all right,
J-Rod,
this is my wish list, and I'll try to go through it quickly. Halo 5, and this is number 10. Not number one.
Ooh. Yes.
Because it's really far off. If they show an emblem, if they show a live action teaser, if they show some CGI, anything, I'll just be peachy.
Peachy King. Cool. Like me in Mass Effect.
Yep. I don't even think I'm buying an Xbox One yet, but I just want to see some Halo. It'll make me happy.
There you go.
Number 9, Metroid U.
I didn't even think about that.
Metroid U.
Yes, a new Metroid game on the Wii U. Next Gen Transformers by Dark Moon. Put the co-op back in, please.
Yes.
I was sorry.
All right. Number 7, Mega Man Legends 3. We talked a little bit about the Mega Man.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like a big sucker for like the Mega Man games. But I like tried to spend so much time kicking a stupid can into like a Coke can into like a garbage can in that game.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever played the game, you might have experienced that. It's ridiculous. Like, it's like Mega Man in a very small open world, and I love those games for some reason. Number 6 on the PlayStation side of things. Siphon Filter.
Oh, yes.
I would like to see that revived.
Gabe Logan back in action. Yep.
Okay,
And because of Kevin Conroy's weird tweets,
yeah,
Next Generation Batman done by Rocksteady.
Hmm.
Because he did tweet and say, I'm working on a new Arkham game. No, not Arkham Origins. Another one.
Yeah. Well, that's been weird. The issues that they've been wanting to do. Because so that's, first, you remember the golden, what do they call it, like the golden year Batman that they're supposed to be doing, or the golden age?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're talking about now?
I don't know, but if if they throw it up on the next gen systems and it's Rocksteady, sure, I'm in on the new Batman. It doesn't matter.
I just think it's funny. Side note, I just think it's funny that Rocksteady was not known for anything hardly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after Arkham Asylum, like, they are like, who's doing the Batman game? Rocksteady? I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Like,
and people are just like, you know, it only took them two games, and now people are like, oh, Rocksteady's not doing Origins? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just, it's really cool. But that one was number five. Number four, a good Spider-Man game. I want something that... I want something that gives me the thrill like number two did. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2, it was a movie game, but man, I could swing around in that game forever.
That is true.
Forever. And I was hoping with the last movie game that they had, I was like, yes, yes, they're going to do it. And I just, you just hold the button, you don't make a mistake, mm-hmm. there's no challenge, there's no mechanic, you just hold the button and he swings around, he doesn't have to be connected to anything, there's nothing.
Just clouds.
Just like clouds. The first one, that's what it was, where you just,
just cloud.
The clouds. Like you swing your way over to like the Statue of Liberty, and there's like nothing in the air.
Yeah. Bespin is what.
But it's this is more like in the 13-13 kind of thing, but in Mass Effect. I want to see a Mass Effect offshoot to where you are maybe not the greatest character, maybe you get to see the seedy underbelly of only one or two worlds, and you are just some. Bounty hunter criminal.
Yeah.
You work your way up.
I think
an
Omega centric game.
That would be pretty cool.
Yep, but you see more and more and more of that. Maybe it's even during the time of two, and you do have a run in with Garrus or Shepard or anything like that.
I always thought it'd be a cool story to be like a new recruit under Arya. You're moving yourself through the ranks. While doing this weird, you know, some story Bioware commands, but whatever they make up.
That's number three. Number two, Derek.
I'm sorry.
Bad Company 3. I am in love with so many first-person shooters, but after thinking about it, this is by far my favorite multiplayer experience, bar none. It beats Halo, it beats Battlefield 3, it beats Call of Duty for me. Bad Company 2 was...
Well, not even the online, because Battlefield 3 everything, was, close to, was close to Bad Company 2 in the way it played. It was a little different.
In some ways.
They kind of, they changed some things with the story, man. Yeah. Those four guys going on missions.
I mean, I know you two know me.
Who don't play first-person shooters.
Who doesn't really play, but, you know, warfare shooters, I am not a huge fan on, But the Bad Company series, I felt like they tried something new to actually get involved. Because most of you are an aimless character just running around. You know what you're doing. But then you have, you're this guy, and you're involved with these people who are like the rejects of this
people. And everybody is so strong. Like, every character is so...
Like, their personalities are strong. The people who do the voice acting. Like, these characters are fleshed out.
I remember their commercials from the first one, man.
Oh yeah,
and those
they're making
so
fun of all the games.
Funny.
The rainbow
so
sprinkles.
Awesome.
I still have those saved on my PS3. They're not
dedicated.
I can go in there and watch those anytime I want.
Snake one.
The snake.
The picture's like, hey, look, I found an eye patch. He gets him.
Some Japanese solid metal thing.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Yep. Number one.
This should make some people smile. Shenmue 3.
Oh!
Number one! Shenmue 3, please! Please, Sega! Please! Just make it an opening title, multi-platform. Bring it back to us.
It finally make a conclusion.
Yes.
There is some light on that news, though. The man who created it and the man who kind of was the segue from America to Japan...
Yeah.
They still get together from time to time. And he recently tweeted him with a picture of him. And the man, you know, the man who created it has said, you know, I'm down for it, you know.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I'll make it if Sega says, let's go ahead and make it. You know, right now I think it's so long that they may have to either HDify the new ones or somehow reboot the series. Mm-hmm. Is what it's looking like to me. Because it's been, you know, since Sega Dreamcast has... Since the first Xbox. It's been... The number two was Xbox exclusive.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
It's been a while. So, anything with Shenmue, I'd be...
Yeah. That's all I want. We'll go ahead and take a break.
Yeah, we're going...
We're going to take a second break. And then when we get back, we're going to do everyone's top 10 list of what we want to see more of. Games that have already been announced. So stay tuned, please. We're back.
Brought us back.
I don't know why I held on to you guys.
We were at Warp Speed, you know.
I brought you back into this plane of existence. Anyways, so now we're going to do exactly the same thing, except differently.
Totally different, but exactly the same.
We're going to do our top 10 list of games that have already been announced and games that will have been confirmed or will most likely be shown at E3. Games that we want to see more of. So I will start it off again. My numero 10 is Batman Arkham Origins.
Yeah.
Mainly because I know it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
But I want to see what's going to happen now that Rocksteady isn't at the helm of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no qualms with it. I don't have any problems with it. What they've announced so far on it, I'm very excited to see. I just want to see more. And I really kind of want to see Deadshot as a playable character. I don't know if they're going to show that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're going to let that be more of a treat for gamers. But I want to
see what it's going to be.
Number 9 is kind of like a clumping. I want to see if they're going to announce the Xbox Live Summer of Arcade titles.
Oh, that's true.
Because I've been a big fan
mm-hmm.
of the Summer of Arcade since they've done it. What, it was 3 years ago was when they started it? Four years ago?
Three or four. I don't know.
And I've bought... If not all of them, like 90%, like 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5
yeah.
titles. They always have great games. I mean, Bastion's one of them. Those came out. Limbo was one of them.
Braid was on there too, wasn't it?
Braid, I think, was, yeah.
Limbo.
They did. They re-released Marvel vs. Capcom 2, which is a huge hit.
Mm-hmm. They had Dust. Mm-hmm. They had Trenched, which became Steel Battalion. What was it?
Yeah, Steel Battalion after, because we never beat that game.
No.
That was the first games we tried to all co-op with together.
That was so much fun. We just got to a couple levels that were really stinking hard.
Yeah. You almost had to have 4 people to beat it.
Yeah.
But it was a fun game.
Yeah.
Plenty of great titles that have come out in the past, so I'm excited to see what they're going to announce for this year. And if they're going to do anything that's going to like link over to like a sort of like a countdown for the new Xbox. Like, I mean, obviously the new Xbox is coming out in the holiday. We assume the holiday of this year. Or did they definitely say holiday of this year?
Yeah. I think they said everybody's confirmed that both consoles are coming this year.
I want to see what they're going to do with that. Next one, kind of silly. I want to see more of Plants vs. Zombies 2. Mainly.
Cha-cha!
Ka-cha-cha!
Okay, nobody is more excited for this than my wife. Than Haley. Haley is, like, ecstatic.
They keep dropping all these random like,
they had the Mass Effect one, now they had the Modern Warfare one.
The Garden Warfare.
Yeah, dude, they have 2 games. They have Garden Warfare, and then they have Plants vs. Zombies 2, which are 2 different properties.
Yeah, and then they have the Grass Effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which...
Well, I still have
like, I don't know why they waited all this time, and then they're just like, oh, boom, 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 like, all at the same time. It's kind of like, why don't you just pull an Angry Birds and, like drop them, like, every 6 months?
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, like, Plants vs. Zombies, the franchise, like, has been building steam. Yeah. Like, the first one was a huge hit, obviously, but, yeah, like, yeah, now that they're doing a second one and it's coming out this year at some point, and I don't know, the whole franchise is kind of blowing up, so I guess they're just trying to capitalize.
That's like my favorite iDevice. I don't know.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Cell phone
game. If anyone's missed it, you are missing a excellent game.
Yeah.
I want to see more of Beyond Two Souls. In the same sort of vein, I want to see more of that Murdered Soul Suspect game, which they're done by two different studios. One of them is done by the same guys that did Heavy Rain. Beyond Two Souls is done by the same David Cage and what's his team's name?
Quantum Solace. Quantum Dream.
Yeah.
Is it Dream or Dreams?
Quantic Dream.
Quantic. Got it. They're coming on the show, guys.
Yeah! So, Quantum Dreams. Beyond Two Souls is done by Quantic Dream, which did Heavy Rain, which was, I thought it was fun. And it was
a good game.
It did pretty well.
They kind of tried something new with the game.
And I mean, he's dead. Well. I mean, he's had since, over here it was known as Indigo Prophecy. Over known in Europe was Fahrenheit.
That's a game, if anyone's likes going back and playing video games, go back and play Indigo Prophecy. If you got PlayStation 2.
Yeah. It's on the Xbox as well, actually.
Yeah. I think it's on Xbox as well.
So anyway, I want to see more of that. I don't know much about the Murdered Soul Suspect other than it's developed by Square Enix. And it's you basically solve your own murder. But I don't know what sort of game it is. I don't know if it's like a game like Heavy Rain or if it's like an action-adventure puzzle game. Or I just don't know. I just want to see more on it, though. I'm intrigued. Color me intrigued.
Okay.
I don't know what color that is, though.
Maybe a bright yellow and red?
Perhaps.
Fire.
All right.
Brown.
No.
Okay. I'm already brown, though. Anyways, the next one is Quantum Break, which they showed that very kind of bizarre but yet intriguing trailer at the Xbox reveal.
Yeah, I trust the studio, but it didn't make me very excited, other than the fact that it had the studio's name on it.
Yeah, which is Remedy. Right?
Yeah.
Which did Alan Wake, yep. So, I mean, as if the studio's behind the story, I'm sure it's going to be an excellent story. Mm-hmm. It's also going to be part of sort of like what Defiance is doing. They're doing the whole game into TV show crossover.
That's what that was?
That's their pitch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that makes sense, because I still didn't understand that whole thing, because it's like live action, then there's a weird video, you know, then they have the video game scene, and they didn't really say anything.
I thought that was kind of a really weird choice.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see more, because I am just like Murdered Soul Suspect. Murdered Soul Suspect. I am intrigued. Interested. Right. Anyway, I do want to see more on Destiny. It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, Bungie's new game.
Yep.
I do want to see, as much as other people bash it, I want to see more on Black Flag, the Assassin's Creed game. I want to see if they're going to announce any more, like side missions or like extra stuff that you're going to be able to do.
They took the best part of number 3, and they're making it into a game, pretty much.
Yeah.
The pirate, that's the whole reason to play number 3.
Yeah.
But the pirate, like, your homestead.
They've hinted at like a whole like underwater treasure hunting thing. And like kind of how you had the hunting aspect in 3 with like wolves and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, now they're doing it with like sharks and that kind of stuff, which is kind of cool. There's also like they hinted at a whaling side game, I'm sure will really
kind of, you know what makes me kind of sad?
Yeah. No pun intended.
That's good.
We've been liking those this episode.
I hope that there's like some sort of like animus glitch or something, and like you get to fight like some epic sea monsters.
That would be sweet.
You know what? No. Because they did some pretty wild stuff in 3 in the expansion packs, where they did some like alternate reality stuff.
Yeah,
well,
with King
George. you had weird animal companions and things like that, and you could change. Yeah. And, like, if they did a weird expansion where they were just like fight the Kraken, you know, and that kind of stuff,
that would be pretty.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
They had the Headless Horseman, I think, didn't they?
Number they did, yeah. Yeah. Like, the whole, like, investigation side quest where you had to, like, debunk all the
stereotypical
and then you see monsters. It, and you're like, oh, it must be fake. And then it turns out, and you just see it go away, and you're like,
oh. I want to see more on Grand Theft Auto V. Mm-hmm. I'm actually, I mean, Rockstar is, they're incredible. Yeah. Like,
but they don't really come out at E3, do they?
No.
That's what I don't think. I don't think they'll be at E3. Yeah, no, they build up hype on their own, but they usually avoid E3.
They won't show much in conferences, if any at all. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that at booths and stuff, they will reveal some stuff. Not much, but some stuff. Stuff to keep my appetite wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wetted. Whetted. Thank you. Anyway, I'm also really want to see more on Evil Within. Which is the fella that did the original Resident Evil. It's his new IP that is announced to come out in early 2014.
Yeah.
But it's just the trailer. I just can't get over the trailer, how creepy it is, and how just I love those kind of games. Atmospheric, survival horror. Well, it's like
he's redoing Resident Evil, but under a new IP.
And it looks crazy creepy, so I want to see more on that. And then finally, I want to see what the actual new 3D Mario game is.
Mm.
I know.
Ha-cha-cha-cha! The rest of development. But yeah, that's mine.
Let's keep going. 3D Mario.
3D Mario. I just want to see what it is. I want to see what it's all about. It's done by the same guys that did the Galaxy games.
Yeah. Sunshine.
So
I would wet myself.
That
was creepy.
I know it was. I was just gonna let it pass. Yeah. And then I was just gonna really like, you know what? I don't know if I want a Mario game.
So. I would be super excited for another Sunshine.
Yeah. So that's my 10. Fellas, whoever wants to go next, you take it on away.
I'll go. I'm ready. I'm ready this time.
He doesn't
want
to be taken away anymore.
No. All right, here we go. Number 10, Titanfall.
Oh, yes.
Do we know what this is? This is the new game by Respawn Entertainment, which is the guys that left Infinity Ward that came up with the idea for Modern Warfare.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So these guys, idealistically, changed the industry. Some say for the better, some say for the worst.
Yeah.
But do they have any new ideas? That's the whole thing. Like, I could care less about Modern Warfare in my own opinion. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I think it's a solid game. It just doesn't interest me enough to pull me in to buy every single one of them. But with Titanfall, it's like, is it just going to be like future Modern Warfare, or is it actually going to be another game changer? But something that I would be more interested in.
Huh.
We'll find out. Number 9, Sonic Lost World for the Wii U.
I saw the trailer
and I was just like, I don't think I've ever been this interested
in a Sonic game.
In a Sonic game, but I am. I am now.
Yeah.
Because the world shifting, you're like,
oh, it was just okay. There's that. Knack. And my idea behind this is, everybody, not everybody, but anybody that bought the Xbox 360 at launch or close to launch, do you guys remember the game Cameo?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, well, I bought that game and I was like, sweet! It was a good game, but it didn't live up to what I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be the new Donkey Kong, this is going to be the new Banjo-Kazooie, this is going to be like the new It thing, and it was just like, yeah, and I'm really hoping that Knack is going to be, it looks awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, the graphics look cool. The idea behind it looks cool. It looks like it can be very fun, platformy / puzzle solving, you know, run around, beat 'em up kind of here and there thing. But I don't know. I'm really interested in it. And I really like the art style, like the art direction and that kind of stuff. It looks very anime / older, like Astro Boy almost. Yeah. So there's that. Number 7, Batman.
Of course.
Yeah. I want to see actual gameplay. What makes this a little bit different?
I want to see Batman punch someone in the face in slow motion.
Yes.
Or knee them. And then explosions happen, or the sound of explosions.
Yeah. This doesn't, I guess, deserve to be at the number 6 spot, but I just put it there anyway.
New Super Mario Brothers, or New Super Mario 3D. So
I mean, that's fine.
It's fine. I want to see it. It's on my list. Mm-hmm. Hey, you made it, Mario. I want to see it. I just don't think that, you know, I don't. Is it even confirmed that it's going to be shown?
There's a 3D. Yeah.
Okay, so
I just, and it's confirmed that it'll be in
the Best Buy or
whatever.
We'll be able to actually. Should have about a playable demo. Week, we should be able to.
Yeah,
maybe this play week it. Or is it Wednesday?
It's
or
Wednesday.
See
it's
it?
Wednesday.
I switched with someone at work so that I could get off in time to get. I didn't even tell him. He was like, "Well, what do you got going on?" I was like, "Honestly, there is a E3 presentation at Best Buy Outer Loop, and I got a podcast, and we got to get this information to the viewers or the listeners." And he was like, "Oh, okay,
nice."
Number five. Infamous Second Son. I would like to see. Yeah, I would like to see
love
some gameplay.
Games,
yeah, some game.
That's one of my favorite PlayStation games.
Number four, gameplay. Which I don't know why this is on here because I've already played the game. I just want to see Wind Waker HD. I just want to see it. I just want to see it. I want it.
Yeah,
I just want them. I want them to drop a release date. That's what I want. Number three. Metal Gear Solid 5, show me everything you have.
Spectacular.
I don't want everything, so I don't want anything ruined.
Yeah, and of course, if you don't know,
show you
the Konami, the pre-E3 show was a couple of days ago, and they have released the voice of Snake.
Okay.
As Kiefer
Sutherland. Let's talk about this for just a minute.
Also known as Jack Bauer.
Okay, here's the thing. At first, I didn't know what to think. Number one, I love Sutherland. I like watching his stuff, you know. I never got into 24, but that's because I'm not a giant TV show watcher. Like, it takes a lot of investment in TV show. If it's not on Netflix or somewhere where I can watch a bunch at once, which I believe it is on Netflix now.
Uh-huh.
They've got a number of seasons on Netflix. Like, when shows are coming out, I don't watch. Just because I haven't set a specific time. For a long time, I didn't have a DVR. You know, just things didn't allow me always to watch a TV show all the time when, you know, as they're coming out. So a lot of TV shows have been long running. I've just never touched, which is when I've done that with video games before. The Hitman series. I played Hitman 1 and kind of was like, it's a good game. Never touched them. They just kept bringing more and more out, and I wouldn't play them because I never played any of the others. But I did go back and play the latest one, even though I've still haven't played any of the other ones.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, just the way it goes, stuff like that, I feel like I should go back, but there's so much I never go back, so it just gets lost, but Keith Sutherland, big boss, that's one thing that's been, everyone keeps saying Snake.
Yeah, that's one thing that bothers me.
He's not Snake anymore, it's Big Boss.
It's a different character. Yes. It's a different character that turns into a different person, so you can't expect them to sound the same, act exactly the same.
I mean, if Hader did this one, then Hader would then, like, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I know Snake is a clone of Big Boss, who they say is the perfect clone. But if he was a clone, then that means, and he had the same
actually,
voice.
Actually, they say he wasn't the perfect clone.
Solidus.
Solidus was the perfect clone. That's true. My bad on that. But if the clones would have the same voice, that means Liquid, Solidus, and Solid would all have the same voice. David Hader should have done the voice for all of them. So, like, just...
I think we need to do a HD remake of all the games again. No, they need to go back and do them again.
Oh, okay.
With this. Revised.
Excuse me.
Not for Solid. And I'll say another reason is they haven't done a lot of mocapping in their games before.
Mm-hmm.
They're mocapping the face, and they need, you know, not anything against David Hader. They need someone that's more than a voice actor to do the face and the reactions for a Big Boss.
Yeah.
They need somebody more. They need someone better.
I think they're going with what he wants to go with. I think, you know, the motion cap. Because I remember first seeing it, and my first reaction was, you know, it was a surprise, but it was a pleasant surprise. It was like, it could be worse, you know?
I'll move on from that. But my literal reaction was sitting there, and Derek was like on the phone. He was like, "Oh man,
and he just kept, like, texting, you know, like, and I was just like, no. So Haley took the phone away from me, and I'm like, I don't want to see it. And then finally, like, I get my laptop out, I open it up, and, like, the first thing in, like, the article was, like, a picture of Keith Sutherland, and it was, like, the new voice of Snake, and I literally was sitting there, and I saw it, and the second I saw his face, I just went, oh, no! Like that, and Haley was like, what? And I'm like, I don't know if it's bad or not. That was just my first reaction. It was just, oh, no! Anybody that was different than David Hayter, I was like, oh, well, that's not bad. Okay, cool. And then I like started listening to him talk, and I was like, dude, he's got a gritty voice, man.
Well, his voice in 24,
he already sounds like he eats cigarettes. Like, he just eats them. He doesn't even smoke them. He, like, lights the whole thing on fire and then just shoves it down his
throat. Not even blowing it out.
Okay, number two, Destiny.
Yeah.
Which we will see. We're going to see gameplay footage. Yeah. I'm going to go insane. Number one, we know it's in development. We know that Wind Waker is kind of the here, mm-hmm. nibble on this a little while, and this will hold you off until I just want to see that new Zelda game. Mm-hmm. I want to see it, and that is my top 10. Uh-huh.
You want me to go?
I'll go.
You go?
Okay. Well, mine's going to be kind of short because people's already touched on four of mine are already gone, which being that I'll add in an extra one that I had kind of left over, and I was like, I want this one
bonus.
Too. But of course, Destiny, Metal Gear Solid 5's on my list, Batman Arkham Origins, and Infamous Second Son. All want to see stuff from those. They're all games that I like, you know, game companies that I like, so mine aren't in any particular order. I'm just going to be reading them off. Of course, the new Super Smash Brothers game. I might have the most hours clocked into those games of any game ever, and I think I've only ever owned one of them. I have a group of friends I always grew up with, and that's one of our go-to games still. You know, we'll even pop in and play Melee or something, you know, we may not play Brawl, you know, but just over the hours of playing with my friends growing up, most hours I have clocked in probably any game. And I'm really excited to see what's going on next. It was in the Konami press conference, the pre-E3 release, the new Castlevania game. Mm-hmm. I was a huge fan of those, even though a lot of Castlevania fans and people hated on it, called it the giant, you know, the biggest ripoff of every other video game there is. I'm like, you know, it's bringing it into the new era. Because Castlevania's 3Ds have not always been the best. I've played most of them. But they kind of waited really long, I think, to get into the game of bringing it into 3D. That it's really hard to do something brand new with that. And so, of course, you're going to see things drawn from like Gears, from God of War, and from Colossus, mm-hmm. and other
Devil
games.
Devil May Cry.
Yeah, and other games that do that already, of course you're going to see those
and
things.
I know
in
people
there.
Hate it, but, you know, there was a collective thing that everyone liked, and that's what they capitalized on in this one, was the ending.
Yeah.
If you play the game and you watch the ending, you know it's already spoiled for you because they just realized it in the new game.
Yeah, they probably said if you watch
your character in the first one becomes Dracula.
Yeah.
He loses his, you know,
humanity. And they explain that in a DLC pack why he does it to become stronger, to mm-hmm. save, because the world's going bad, so he does it to
save.
That's like a noble.
And so he's kind of lost his way, and he lives through these years, and now it is modern day. So, you know, you're going through a modern day Castlevania.
And I mean, I'm not really into Castlevania. Mm-hmm, yeah. Not that it's bad. I just never mm-hmm. have made an effort. I saw that in the trailer. My first reaction was the internet just blew up.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. They just brought Castlevania into modern day. Yeah. I can mm-hmm. see the fanboys are like clawing their eyes out right now.
Yeah. That was the big thing.
With the wooden stake.
The one thing they talked about was some really cool stuff, like, the other one didn't have the free-floating camera, which mm-hmm. they're adding in. It was very much a fixed camera. Mm-hmm. I think you could, like, move a little bit, but you didn't have a 360 view of everywhere you went. They talked about no loading screens type deal, how they were doing the loading was different. there's like some type of buffering so that you wouldn't see as many loading screens and such, so it should be like a fluent, flowing game. And in the preview, if anyone's,
I think you really actually get a full explorable Dracula's castle as well.
Oh. Yeah. And if you've never been a fan of this series, I watched the Castlevania part like at least 4 times, going back and picking it out. I think Alucard, it looks like there's Alucard, who is in the older games, was of course the son of Dracula and the human woman. He was half vampire, half human. Symphony of the Night, one of the biggest Castlevania games, he's the main character in that. Possibly the woman character could have been Sonya Belmont, who for the longest time was considered the first Belmont, but of course the canon for the old series came out, you know, there's people, she wasn't the first. And maybe Richard or Simon, the little kid that's there, I think it might be Richard, because if I'm right, in one of the older games, Richard, as a little boy, you find out in the story that he followed someone through, it was his father, he followed him through the castle. You know, he saw everything happen before he became old enough. So, like, I don't know if that's sort of what they're going with the kid that's in there, because he looks human. Doesn't look like a vampire kid or something. But just it's possible, looking at it, that maybe they could have been beat in the game. Dragon Age 3. That's one of them, man. That's, I know people talk about Mass Effect, and that's like their big EA game that's not your shooter and not your, you know, it's not your everyday, it's not your, what do you want to call it, you know, it's not the yearly release game of Mass Effect, but I'm a Dragon Age fan more than a Mass Effect.
I feel like Dragon Age was like Knights of the Old Republic for the current gen.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it was, and BioWare nailed that game, and then they made it more linear with 2. And yeah, hopefully they go back. Hopefully they go back.
They said they're going back to more RPG style.
Well,
so
it's official. Yep. Put it on the box.
Slap that puppy on there.
Here's one. Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Lego games are so much fun, and a Marvel Lego game.
The last couple of movies we've seen, you know, in theaters, they showed that little trailer, and you see a little Lego Deadpool, and I'm just like, you know, I want to play a Lego Deadpool.
Bringing on that, which was my extra little bit, was the Deadpool game.
Deadpool coming out.
Yeah.
It's
coming out in a couple weeks. June 25th.
Oh, can I pitch something really quick?
Yeah, you pitch right.
All right.
Right over the plate.
And then try to get it to AJ so we can wrap it up. The one thing that I would like to see as a surprise, this is my bonus round, I would like to see The Last of Us announced for PS4. I would like for them to be like, all right, well, it's going to come out as soon as E3 is over, and it will also be a launch title for the PS4.
Yeah.
Just port that puppy over, because that game is getting, like, tens all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
What stronger way to get people interested in your console than to say we've got the best game of the year on the PS4?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have a PS3, buy a PS4 and get the best game of the year.
I thought it was interesting they did that, though. Because, you know, most game companies, you know, they get to review their game and then they wait. You know, they can't release it until around launch time.
Yeah.
They were confident enough to say.
They were sure, man.
Release it when you get it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got the 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of, you know, they got already so many.
Certain companies, they know. Mm-hmm. They know. Like Rockstar, they'll probably have the embargo lift like a good week to 2 weeks before the game releases.
Yeah. But two more I had to finish off my list, which I don't really talk much about, but the new Need for Speed. I love the Need for Speed games, and the graphics, just the look of these, the new one that they've shown in the clips and the
pictures. Is that the Rivals?
Ridiculous. Yes, Need for Speed Rivals. And then, of course, Pokemon X and Y.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Like,
we make
so excited.
Silly noises in this podcast.
But yeah, that's my list.
Alright, my top 10 has been mostly talked about, so I'll just run through them, of course. Metal Gear Solid 5, the new Assassin's Creed, Batman, Destiny, Dragon's Age, And Sonic Lost Worlds I've also been looking forward to. I'm looking to see some more on Watch Dogs, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seeing what more they can pull out.
Was that like last E3? Did they show that Joker at last E3?
No, it was,
Was it like one of the, like, later?
PAX.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. PAX. Go ahead.
You're good, Continue. You're good.
Watch Dogs.
Discussions. Watch Dogs. I think it was PAX.
Yeah, it was PAX.
I think it was PAX. I'm looking for, the new Thief.
Ooh. Oh, I forgot. Jeez. Oh, about that one! I cannot wait for one. Sorry.
The Thief, looking for some more on the new Saints Row 4.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dude, I want that dubstep gun. I'm getting that gun.
Walk around dubstepping everyone.
If you don't know what we're talking about. It's a gun in the game, but also they have recently come out with a collector's edition bot, $99, that comes with a dubstep gun replica that makes the sounds and has a laser sight on it.
They say replica, but really you shoot it at people.
Yes, but really you shoot it and you hit the power of dubstep. DayZ, they're going to show the new standalone now. So I'm hoping to see a polished product of that. Because, of course, it was buggy with the mods and everything, but now they've had time to go through doing that. And I think it's going to be what Jaren was looking for. I think we're finally going to... I don't know if you get in a car and drive. I don't know if that's still in there. But I think it's going to be one of the closest we have to a survival of a zombie apocalypse.
That's all I really
So
want.
I'm looking forward to all of us buying it and just being dropped in a world and just being going, oh my god.
What's your plan, man? What's your plan? Yeah. Well, give me a game where we're dropped in a world and we can execute the plan.
I'll show you my plan.
I'll show it to you.
Whether
and
it works or not.
The last one I'm looking forward to is, of course, Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
They're going to be showing
that. They're going to be showing that.
I can't make that investment, and I'm very depressed.
Of course, MMOs, it's
yeah,
hard.
It's rough. So I'm going to make this analogy. MMOs, especially new MMOs, it's like the gamer equivalent of a child.
It is.
Indeed. Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, really think about it, and you have to really invest.
Yeah. I've shunned away from MMOs. Like, I keep trying new ones, and I get on for like a week, and I'm like, eh.
But of course, gentlemen, what we've all been wanting to see, Barbie's Dream House Party.
Dan, your noise just blew me completely. That's hard to do, my friend.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
That's the noise I make whenever I walk down the toy section.
And children everywhere. And all the children scream and run away from you.
You haven't been arrested yet?
Well.
Good. That's good. Keep doing it.
Whatever. Keep going, sir.
If it's not broken, don't fix it. So, anyway. So, there's our E3 mashup. All of our coming soons, our hopes, and all that good stuff. A little bit more in-depth conversation. We went a little bit over an hour. But you know what? It was fun. It was worth it. We talked about all kinds of stuff. And now... we are even fewer hours than we were before.
Yep.
2D conference.
Literally, like, from where we're sitting, we are...
only 12 hours.
We are 13 hours away.
Yes.
13 hours, 2 minutes.
Yep.
From my phone.
Hopefully, we can get this up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you'll be hearing this if you're an active listener by Monday. So,
cool.
Well, there we go.
Mean, even if this makes it to the airwaves before the actual 4 does, it's relevant. It's cool.
Yeah.
We got it.
Something from
us. We got it. We promised a small podcast. We delivered.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Maybe more in the future.
So we'll wrap it on up. We will be doing our usual regular podcast next week.
Absolutely. And, of course, we will have our trip to the Best Buy.
Yep. So we'll be talking about that, I'm sure. We'll be talking about all the surprises and exciting stuff. Hopefully not heartaches and heartbreaks of E3 2013. But so stay tuned for that next week. But for now, before we sign off,
all right, let's just go around the table real fast. Who's gonna win? I know this is shallow.
Win what?
Who's gonna win the conference?
Oh, I actually do say Sony will. Sony will win.
Sony.
It has to be Sony. Like, I know it's rough with the Sony going in with the other conferences are being the last conference, and you already have EA doing their conference and everyone doing the conferences having seemingly less to show at theirs, but I still think they'll win.
If what they have, like if the bullet they have in the chamber is anything like their February conference, the approachability and the way they talked about, you know, everything, they just seemed really passionate. And if Microsoft is anything like their conference, it just seemed kind of like a hollow shell. Not to be offensive, but it just, they didn't really, you had guys that didn't really seem like they were invested in the production of the system.
Yeah.
It was just the guys that are at the top, not the people that are
working on the thing
that are passionate and have a vision. So, hopefully, we'll see. I'd like for both of them to do well.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I want Microsoft to do very well, especially after their, again, not to be offensive, but disappointing Xbox press conference.
Yeah.
I do think that Ubisoft, they'll probably have a decent press conference. They usually do. I like Ubisoft's conferences. So, but anyway, with that being said, before we sign off, we would like to encourage you guys to check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We may actually do all this week is kind of like drop, especially on Twitter, drop little news bits as they come to us. So that if you're unable, like say you're at work and you can't watch a press conference, just follow us on Twitter. We'll try to keep you posted as best as we can. Probably same on Facebook as well. If you have any questions, comments, hate mail, love mail, anything like that, send it to worldofgeekdom@gmail.com. You know what? I implore you, dear listeners, implore to send us any email pertaining to what you want at E3 or from E3. And I'm sure by the time you listen to this, most of the E3 stuff will already be announced. But who that can't...
jumping over my own words. We're just excited for tomorrow.
Your point of views, if it's already been, you know, E3's already over with before you email and you hear this, send us an email about what you liked, what you didn't like, just your thoughts in general. Yeah.
And we'll include you in the next podcast. We'll read your emails, we'll read your Twitter posts, anything you want, as long as it's not offensive. Gotta keep this family friendly.
Yep.
So, anyway, with that, we bid adieu, and we shall see you in 1 week. Happy E3, gentlemen.
Huzzah!
Woo!
That man picked up Derek's crunchies. That's gonna be awesome.